And that started.
You need black or you have black?
Wait till Amy gets back.
I don't like it holding me. It's the best way.
His cell phone?
Yeah.
I don't have it memorized. Isn't that horrible? I have to look it up.
What's that?
Dean's cell phone.
Dean's, you don't?
No.
I don't either. That's why I go to contacts.
Oh, ask Boyd.
7155?
703-7155.
Okay.
He's great with numbers.
Yeah, he is.
I can't believe he has a cell phone.
He doesn't want one.
He's got a flip phone.
It is. It's
good for him.
Yeah.
It's a military something, so the sawdust doesn't get in it and the rain and the whatever it is.
You drop it in the toilet and it still works.
And he's tried that before too.
But it still works.
Yeah, still. Exactly.
What did Amy do? Quit?
Oh.
You all set?
Yes.
The doors open over there? Yeah. All right, department reports, highway.
All right, so for last month, we did complete that work on Crowley Road. We did a little over 1,000 feet using the highway block grant money that we talked about last month. We also changed out that culvert and paved everything back in on Old Manchester Road using the more highway funds. We completed roadside mowing and then it was just patching as needed.
Old Manchester Road came out good.
It did. It's going to take plenty of water. It's going to really help that section as far as drainage is concerned, that's for sure. Because quite a bit of water comes out of the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on, you know, if we get a really hard rain.
Yep. If we get rain, yeah.
Especially,
as hot as the ground is right now.
Right.
Yep, that's for sure.
Good. Does anybody get any questions for the road agent?
No.
See you now. All right. Thank you. Police.
All right. So the officers that got out of the academy are finishing up their FTO periods. Officer Denny is on his own. He's made it through FTO. Officer Norris and Officer Fisher are still working through their FTO period. We're all set. I know you guys have to vote on trick-or-treat, but we're all set as far as officers for the neighborhoods and having people out. We have glow sticks and we'll get candy from Charming Fair like we do and be able to pass that stuff out with the fire department.
Excellent.
So there's that. I got the road studies in. You'll see on the next page there's a memorandum there. We'll post this. There's a lot more within just the memorandum. Dave Tilton gave us nice synopsis on those roads we were looking at, Pat Hill, High Street, and Deerfield Road. The thing that came out of it is that it's not so much that cars are speeding. They're going the speed limit that's there, right? So there was a few that were high. But if you read that memorandum, it kind of breaks that down on how they put the data together with the 85 percentile being 35 in the areas that they're supposed to be 35. The good news is I know we just had a DOT meeting about the intersections today, and we might be able to work in lowering some of the speeds through the Candia Village area and stuff like that. So that'll be my next goal, but it's not so much that people are traveling up here, they're traveling on the speed limit. I just personally think it's too fast for pedestrians, especially in those areas, right? Like Pat Hill, where you have people crossing the trail. It's just the amount of people becomes the problem, right? Just like the amount of cars. And there was a lot to it that he explained that you can see in that memo. But those would be the roads that I'd like to see drop down if we can do that, at least to make it safer for the school and the pedestrians and a little bit more control.
Yep.
So how does that process start?
I'm learning that process.
Okay.
So this was, I know, the first step in the process.
Okay.
And then it will be going from there.
Okay.
We had a busy month. We had 17 animal incidents. I mean, nothing Nothing out of the ordinary, you know, loose dogs, we take care of that. Farm animals getting loose. I think one day I went after to deal with an emu.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool.
And then a little piglet that like yelled at me and then like ran at my cruiser. But it's funny dealing with that stuff.
So. The people or the emu?
No, the emu. I gotta get the Liberty Mutual guy to go get him. Stuff happens, right? We had 17 calls, like you can see by the offense by state law. We had 7 arrests. It's been a crazy month. We had to deal with a tasing. Somebody, you know, on some stuff they shouldn't been, tried to fight the officers and got arrested. We just dealt with a person that took off on us, and we ended up getting a bunch of meth out of the car. So there's stuff happening, there's stuff going on. But I'll talk more about that one for October. But these are the 7 that we had to deal with. We've started the speed grants and the DWI grants. So you'll see the units going out and doing a 4-hour patrol when you guys looked at the paperwork for that a month ago. You can see our numbers, calls for service. We're still within like, you know, the 600 range, give or take each month. You can notice that, I mean, we had 9 accidents. We had some pretty rough accidents this month. The fatal out on 101 that Michigan State Police pulled. We've had a couple good ones over here at the old Candia Road and Raymond Road because of the way that's designed. It could have been worse, but that. The cars, they're still operating all fine, no issues with them. They're getting their normal maintenance. I was also approached by a gentleman on 6 Halls Mill Road, and I told him I would bring this up to you guys. They want to do a neighborhood watch in that neighborhood. I've looked it up online. I know it's something as simple as getting a sign. They want to take care and buy that sign. But they've been having a lot of cars go down Halls Mills Road, and they just feel that a sign would help. I've seen them all around town. They're like on Pine View, Pine Ridge, going up Healy Road. So I don't know what the process is for allowing a sign, because Jeff said he could put it on the sign for us if we get it. I don't know if you guys have to approve that or what.
What would it say? What it says?
It's the neighborhood watch that you see, like when you go on Healy Road.
I put them everywhere, whether there's a watch or not.
No, I mean, the good part is that they're a deterrent, right? Someone sees that and they know people are always watching. And, you know, there's a couple of people that are retired that live on that road that have kind of taken that duty on. And that's what they came and asked. And I'm all for it. So I don't have a problem with it at all. I told them they see something, say something type thing, right? So, so Halls Mill Road would like a neighborhood watch sign. They're already going to take care of it. I just got to get that.
I see no issues with that.
No. So do you want a motion from this board?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh. I move we authorize the residents of Hallsville Road to erect their neighborhood watch sign.
Second.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Morning.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Good.
And that's all you got from the police department.
Anybody got any questions?
Any new high scores on the speed sign?
No, we did bag someone that was going 70 down this hill here on High Street. They got a nice little stinger on the ticket.
That's
The sign hasn't been, like I said, there's been maybe 1 or 2, you know, 35, you'll see 59 or something like that.
Yep.
The officers have definitely been addressing it when they're going fast, so that's nice. What I like to see.
And what is going to be your plan with the ACO car? You're gonna hang on to that, put a little bit of money into it as far as the battery goes? What do you think?
So my plan with the ACO car is we can actually have that car sold, and then the money can go towards Global that does our lights. That way when we have lights break on the cruisers, we can get it fixed. And
okay.
It basically puts a little account there to, because they go out. LED lights go out, stuff like that. So I'm exploring that. The person that runs Global has somebody that does that and can set all that up.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
The car's not really, I mean, I don't mind repurposing it for the town either, but the car's up there in miles, and I don't know if it would do any good. I know his car's still better than that car, so I think that's probably the best thing to do with that car for right now, just so we can continue to make sure all the lights and markers work on that.
Yeah, but it doesn't do it any good just to sit.
Yep, I agree.
Because then it won't work when you want it to.
I just didn't want to put a battery in it yet.
Yeah.
But it does run.
Okay.
We want to vote on the Halloween day?
Yeah, I vote to make it the 31st. That's a Friday this year, isn't it?
It is.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Is that a motion list?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to make it the 31st.
Patrick, second it?
From what, 5 to 8? Is that what we do?
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Is that good?
Friday.
All in favor?
Steph, Sue.
Morning.
Brian?
Pat.
Okay. Done. Fire.
For fire, I have regular truck and billing maintenance, EMS training, no fire training. Total incidents, 57. We had one CO detector due to malfunction. Says here under mutual aid, we had 14 of those and we received 2. Overlapping calls were 4, 7.02%. The average, it says lights and siren, average response time for EMS was 9 minutes, 36 seconds. Fire was 15 and 34 seconds. Average time for all calls, 10 minutes, 51 seconds. Turnaround time on EMS was 4 minutes, 44 seconds. Fire was 8 minutes, 42 seconds. Average for all calls, 5 minutes, 43 seconds. 22 minutes, 15 seconds, average on scene time. You want me to go through all the...
I think it's neat to see the mutual aid numbers the way that they are, with substantially more aid given.
Yeah.
It's a great system.
I want to go through each. We had one fire in a structure other than a building, one medical assist, 26 EMS calls, including vehicle accident with injury. Motor vehicle accidents without injuries was 5. Oh, sorry, with injury was 5. Without was 3. Building or structure weakened or collapsed, 1. Smoke or odor removal, 1. Animal rescue, 1. Public service, 1. Unauthorized burning, 1. That says good intent call slash other was 1. Dispatch, but then canceled en route was 10. Smoke scare or odor of smoke, 2. Steam, vapor, fog, or dust thought to be smoke, 1. False alarm or false call, other 1. And the CO detector, 1.
Those people must be listening.
The fire, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't have more violations on our own. Is it no fires or no open flame?
No, nothing.
Not even
a gas stove.
Yeah.
Do not flick a cigarette.
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Good. Is everybody all set with fire? Building.
So, this last month we've done 57 new permits, most of which were sub-permits or roofs and septics. Done 2 ADUs. A couple of the buildings that are going are coming close to getting their COs. That's pretty much it.
How's it going around the town? Are you getting pretty familiar with things?
Yeah, I haven't had to use the GPS as much.
It's a pretty easy town to...
Yeah.
Not get lost in.
Just don't use the Apple one. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's been, well, most of the jobs I've been going to are the ones that's been going, so
yep.
It's easy enough to find them.
Excellent.
So there were no new home permits?
We got the new build on 23 Main, the frame that just got approved.
Right.
But as far as
individual housing,
Over on North Road, there's an ADU on top of a garage. The foundation was put in last year, they're just starting to do the frame this year.
Building permit, building.
There are a couple septics. I think I've done one new foundation permit for a new home, but nothing's really moved on it yet.
Now, what about High Street? It's across from Camper Pat.
That's Bob Kai's.
Yes, okay.
Good. A lot of activity, though. Good, thank you.
Just in case.
Solid waste.
Okay, last month, we shipped out 137.5 tons of total waste. So 15.5 ton of recycled waste, 15.18. The revenue last month was $3,632, which is considerably more than it was in previous September, which was $453. But in spite of all that, we're only about two-thirds of where we were in revenue in 2025 compared to 2024. That probably is a reflection of the value of the recyclables that we're shipping out of there. It seems to be going down.
Plus, it all depends on when that revenue comes in, too. It doesn't always come in the right year.
That's true. Like last year, we took in $453. This year, in September, $3,600. So
right.
It does vary.
Yeah, it's pretty unpredictable, is all that.
It's the end of the year that really tells the real story. Good. Anybody got any questions or anything for solid waste?
No.
All right. Budget? Sue, anything or no?
Yeah, do we have, first of all, the meetings, they'll be reviewing the selectmen's or the town's budget this Wednesday. And then I also have a notation Wednesday, the 22nd of October, meeting with the selectmen to go over the budget. Have you been told about that?
We just were.
Okay.
Yeah. officially informed now.
So 10/22?
Yeah.
The budget committee's meeting.
Did everybody get that list?
That was last. I got last year's list, but I didn't get this year's list. That Lynn sent out.
Last year's list?
The one that I, yes.
The one with all the question marks?
Mm-hmm.
That's last year's list?
That was what I thought, that she hadn't put together this year's
no,
list.
No, she just didn't have the dates to fill in. I think it's this year's list.
Okay.
She should have had that down. Maybe it's not. We'll find out Wednesday. But. And the warrant articles, when do they do?
She had that on that list as well.
Well, that's a selectman thing.
Right, that's right.
It's not budget.
We should find out.
I don't think we have a due date for warrant articles.
Can we do that tonight?
I don't know. There's a specific time frame.
Mm.
I just have to. I would have to double check to make the make sure we're within the time frame.
Okay.
Tentative schedule. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, on her tentative schedule, she has 10/22 as the joint tentative meeting. Day. Okay. As a tentative.
Because the questions will come this Wednesday, mm-hmm.
Right.
And then that Wednesday.
Then we'll have to speak to them on the 22nd.
So on the 22nd, and usually that's a 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So I put that in my calendar.
So we don't set the date for the warrant articles, because isn't it usually in December?
It's usually December and January.
Right.
Because I know
there's a
state
January
mandate petition. As far as the petition warrant
and
articles.
Versus unpetitioned. Yes.
Right. But the regular warrant articles, we don't set?
We do, but not yet.
Not yet. Not today.
Right.
Okay.
All right. I have a question. Just a little, I guess, question. School might be able to have their deliberative on the 31st as well. The only thing that they requested would be that we would go first.
School would go first or we go first?
School would go first because it's usually like a 10-minute meeting.
Yeah, okay.
And they wouldn't want to, I think they have Auburn or something in the afternoon. I was going to check. But if the dates check out, would
we're open to letting this happen.
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
Completely accommodating for that.
Love it, love it, love it.
Now it's in their bowl.
Yeah, right.
So I'll let them know that, okay. We just had to check, the superintendent had to check that he didn't have any other conflicts. So, looking like that might work out.
It will it? No, it won't be at the place of Zoom, though, will it?
No, at the school.
Oh, we could probably figure out a way to do a live stream though.
And for the deliberative, don't we bring that?
Just no.
No.
No, we don't have.
No, they.
They can view, but they can't interact, right?
Yeah, you can do a live, you can do a live stream, but there's no commenting, questioning, nothing like that.
Right. But I mean, if the people wanted to see who, you know, what was going on.
Correct.
And they couldn't attend the meeting, so I guess that's an option.
I don't see why it wouldn't be, why we can't talk to the IT guy at the school and figure out a way to set up.
It's just they'd have to pay.
Well, we had it the CYAA recorded.
Yes.
That was a lot easier to deal with.
We had the live stream at the school too.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did for the school deliberative.
Couldn't interact, but they could view it.
For the school deliberative, we did, because I was in Florida and I watched from there.
Okay.
Yeah, did we for the town though? I didn't think so.
I don't think we did for the town.
No, I think it was just the school maybe.
Yeah, because school.
Because of the whole internet access over there.
I think there was an issue, technical issue.
The internet access is the technical issue over there. They don't want to let anybody access anything.
They won't give you the Wi-Fi.
Well, they have a visitor's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but it's not good enough to do a live stream. It's good enough to check your email.
As far as the planning board, we've had a couple informationals. We're working on reviewing some of the ordinances so we can get those in if there's any changes that we suggest in. And we're still discussing about town engineer changing.
Oh, yeah.
One from Stantec.
Yeah.
Are you interviewing or just discussing?
We had Tim put letters of interest out and two of them didn't even bother responding.
Okay.
So we've met with Keach and Notron there, so that was a great interview.
Good.
So. Anybody got anything else? All right. Seth?
Nope, it's on the agenda.
Vote to approve the properties to be auctioned.
Well, it's time to move forward on that. There's our chart. There's 9 properties that we've identified that are surplus to the town's needs. We've had 2 public hearings. We've received no input from anybody at the public hearings about one way or the other. So the auctioneer now is waiting for us, this board, to authorize them to proceed to sale. And think about 60 days, if they advertise it, set the thing up. So.
And we still don't want a minimum?
Well, they don't recommend a minimum.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be nice to, but you have to go.
That's okay, we'll do it. I mean, they're the experts.
So is that your motion?
I move that we authorize the auctioneer to proceed to sale.
Do I get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, motion was made and seconded. Does anybody get any other further questions or comments? None, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
So, will you contact Weston?
Yes.
All right. Fun stuff. $26 proposed budget. This is what's going to go to your next meeting, correct, Sue?
Well, I hope she hasn't printed them off yet.
Just the ones for you. Just these.
Oh, good. Not for the budget committee. Okay. Just a couple of comments there. They're not going to like that every page doesn't have the heading.
Oh, she fixed that.
Oh, she did. Okay.
She did.
That takes care of that.
And page numbers.
That she did not put.
They didn't come out, but they, I guess she fixed it.
What was that, sir?
Page numbers.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Can she put numbers on this thing?
Well, I guess we have to manually add.
And I'm not sure, some of these appear to have the cost of living included and some do not.
I agree.
Because Dean said my budget should have been the same and it's not. It went, it was higher, I mean, by $1,000, something like that.
So then it does have the cost of living included?
Yeah, but he didn't put it in.
She might have added it.
Well, how does she know who to add it on?
On the stipend?
What is the cost of living?
Well, the board never.
Yeah.
We haven't approved the amount yet.
No, she just did it to show the, what it would, I mean, she can.
What did she do it as?
2.7.
2.7, yeah.
Isn't that high?
Probably close.
No, I thought they said 2.6.
I thought 2.7 was.
For social security.
That's what the social security was.
Okay.
Well, should that be our first order of business, is to make a motion on the cost, on the COLA?
We can.
Well, I move we adjust all the wage lines by 2.7%.
She can't hear.
Can you say that again?
I move we adjust all the wage lines on the budget to increase them by 2.7%.
Well, some are already done.
Some are already done.
Yeah.
To fix the ones that are not.
That's what we're gonna have to determine.
Okay.
Whether it's been done or not.
Yeah, but I'm saying, who determines that? Who knows whether they're done or not?
She would know, Tamara would know. You look at the previous year and the current year.
Right.
Unless it was, this is gonna be costly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Some people included, some people didn't.
So is it in the formula that gives you your wage line already?
No, she manually went into.
Oh, so she manually does it.
Yeah, some of them already had it in there, so they're double, they're getting it double.
Well, we're just, basically, Boyd's just trying to make it unified.
It needs to verify that everybody got their 2.7.
Correct.
And it wasn't already in there, yes.
And it's not done twice.
What did you made a motion for 2.7?
Yes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
So Amy, you'll be sure that they only get one cost of living.
Only one cost of living increase per.
Yes.
Yes.
That and number the pages.
Number the pages.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be hard.
I mean, it's fine, not the number, as long as you don't break the staple.
Because you're gonna have to print it out all over again, you're gonna put it on the page.
She's only got this for us.
It's all alphabetical order anyway, so we really need page numbers on there?
That's what I said.
I'm sure it's not that hard to do.
You're all numbered for you, so.
Thank you.
Talking paper here.
Yeah.
The other thing that I couldn't understand, it wasn't consistent, like the cemetery didn't pass in a budget, and she put in needs budget, or something like that, need budget cemetery, but then when you got to welfare, no, she puts no budget turned in.
Yeah, she's.
So, I mean, I'd either, that's to me not nice.
Well, like we discussed the welfare.
Well, the cemetery didn't turn the budget in either. The cemetery didn't turn the budget in either.
Right, but they worded differently, and I think somebody would probably find that offensive, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna, I didn't have her submit a budget because we discussed it and approved it at the last meeting.
Wait, tell me.
But I can have her submit that one that we approved on that Saturday meeting.
Well, there weren't any votes at that Saturday meeting. It was just discussed. Nobody voted.
Oh, I thought we did.
No motions were made on the budget.
Really?
And it says town buildings need budget.
Because that wasn't finalized, because we were still waiting for the quotes and to figure out whether we were gonna go warrant article or.
Yeah.
That was before.
Yeah, the cost of.
Well, as long as it's all the same, you know, she's gonna have a fit.
Well, that, and she increased the stipend as to what I put in on that Saturday. So the welfare stipend would need to be increased to 7322.
Is that more than a 2.7%?
Well, last, remember that Saturday afternoon I handed you guys all a flyer about the hours that she works?
Yeah.
And it averaged out that she wasn't making much per hour, so if you wanna look at mine, I handed out again. And we all, I thought we all agreed on that. Because she was still making, even with the increase, she's still making a lot less than somebody who's been here since 2009 would be making.
So did you make a motion and was that supported by a vote?
I thought we did, but I guess
I don't. I don't remember that.
I thought we did.
No votes were made, no motions.
Because that was basically a work session.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to make that a motion now.
I'll make a motion that we increase the welfare stipend to 732. Wait, department budget requested. Nope. It would be to 7,159.
6,159?
7,159 instead of 6,034.
Yeah.
Or whatever the... Did she do COLA? She did not do COLA.
It says adjusted for anticipated COLA.
Because 6,034 was last year's budget.
It says right here, 2.7%. See how it says it over on the right?
So you're doing...
Adjusted for COLA.
Are you doing the COLA on top of that 7,159 or?
That was before COLA. So she needs 7,159 for her salary plus COLA.
Okay. That was the motion.
No.
Yes.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Wish.
I'm staying right out of it.
She went from $6,034 a year to $7,352 a year.
To 7,159. It's basically she was making $16 per hour, and it brings her up to, I think it's $18 an hour.
I'll second that.
She's been, and she said that she would send the quarterly reports, and that's all what she's been doing and what she had been doing when we talked.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any further questions or discussion?
So you'll get the quarterly report?
Cause yeah.
I think that was one of the big
that was.
Issues.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And it hadn't happened since, so that would be great if that could happen. Yeah.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Well, while we're on it, can we back up a little bit?
Yeah.
We approved a 2.7% COLA raise for employees. Does that also apply to the stipend? People.
Yes, doesn't it?
Okay.
Should, yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's just clarify, that's everybody.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Are we doing anything with this, or we're going to just send it to the budget committee? That's what they said to do. They said send it. It's their budget, not ours.
So do they? We want to send it with that updated welfare?
Yes, well,
we
need new numbers
yes.
here.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah, because you're going to have the 2.7 and all of the wages. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so once you do that.
So the 6.3 is going to be more like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think she adjusted some. So I think we just have to double check. I'll go through it with her and confirm
make sure that everybody,
each one
yeah.
has it, and that if it was already done, it's not done again, and then we'll have the final.
I think initially I'm fine with sending it with those corrections. Because the budget
mm-hmm.
committee is going to get back to us on the 22nd. We're going to have to speak to it anyway. So.
That's right.
The health insurance premiums are not in the increase, just to let you know. So it could change again.
Yeah, it usually does. December or whatever.
Yeah.
End of November. Is just, are you guys happy with, I would just estimate a 7% increase. Are you?
Well, I'd like to see it less, but I mean, for the first go around.
Okay.
Unless there's an area that you're strong about changing.
No, we'll just let them
have their questions.
Yes, have their questions.
You know, we're almost three quarters of the way through the year, and we still have 25% of our budget that hasn't been spent.
But not everybody does. Some are very close.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
we're 75% through the year and we have 25% left in the budget. That lines up pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it does.
It does, but the budget committee is also expecting $30,000 from the ambulance revolving fund to be offset. But it has to go through Dean, and then Dean presents it, and then the select board discusses it, and then it will be decided.
Right.
But that was their initial wish.
It has to be a request from him.
Well, yeah, because their initial budget request was lower than what it should have been.
Right.
Yeah.
But Dean will propose it. This board discusses it and votes on it.
So whether it ends up going back in or not, I don't know.
So have we found out how the revolving fund works?
Three quarters of the way through the year, we got 25% of our debt.
Yeah, we're right on.
Well.
I'd say that was pretty close.
From Tamara's explanation of everything.
Pretty good budgeting.
And you guys spoke to the budget.
DRA?
No, to NHMA, to Tammy Letson, their finance specialist that.
Yeah, I met her, yeah.
It's just the, I think the issue with this was, these invoices should have not been, they should have been presented to the revolving fund, not to the town. But I think that's because we had a change of staff. Because next year, if we, if there's any decides, anything is decided that goes through the revolving fund, it just goes to the revolving fund, not through here, from what I understand.
Bills or income?
Bills.
Okay, because the income goes to the revolving fund.
Yes, and the bills would go to the revolving fund.
It's not revenue. It goes to the revolving fund, it's not.
Correct.
And the revenue goes to the revolving, yeah. The revenue from the calls.
Correct.
To the revolving fund.
And it has to be requested to be removed.
Yes.
Okay.
So does this have the 30 in it or not?
It does, but we're waiting for the budget committee to do their magic first.
That's a job.
That's.
Well, it's just social security, I know, hasn't gone up 6 or 7% every year. I know it hasn't. And we represent everybody in the town.
All set with that?
I love the census.
Would you really?
To see the ages of people in town.
We had a census.
Because we do represent the town, so I'm just curious what the, who, the median age.
Old.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Brian, is it old?
What's that?
Yes, it is.
Is what?
It's very old in Candia.
The median.
The what there?
In Candia, the age of the population of Candia.
Oh, yeah, we're an elderly community.
It's an aging population.
Yeah.
Really, with all the kids that just moved in?
Not that many.
Not that, yeah.
No, we're a bunch of old farts, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
All right, the bond for Maplewood. That's completed, Jeff? Totally wrapped up, done?
It's all done.
Perfect.
I went up there to look at it, it looks good. Old enough, looks like it should.
Did they end up doing a finish coat on the asphalt up there?
They did that before we took it over. So that's all set.
Awesome.
All right, then we need a motion to release the remainder of the bond.
I move we release the two-year bond on six for the Maplewood Road off High Street.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Bye-bye.
Randy Way.
And I move we release the bond for the Landing Way project.
Second.
On Cridget Road.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
That's a beautiful road, by the way.
It is, they did an awesome job up there.
Nice curves.
They better have.
Fire department's got more appointments, how many people they got over there?
I don't know.
All of them.
Thousand?
Yes, this, Dean submitted a letter to recommend for the appointment of the fire department, Nathan Lettier. I make a motion that we accept that.
Hey, I'll second that.
Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
That's it?
Trick or treat, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And the Candia Farmers Market, October 18th. And again, what an awesome job they do over there. The next Board of Selectmen meeting will be on the 27th, but we're all gonna be at the 22nd.
Yes. Oh.
With the budget.
Do you wanna just make it? No, you can't do that.
Oh, no, you can't do anything, man. Too much going on.
No, everyone has it.
Okay.
So Brian, where did we leave it on the 2026 proposed budget? This is.
Just said they're gonna make those changes and add the COLA to everybody.
Okay.
What about this?
Yeah, okay.
And then present it to budget committee, then we'll work from there.
Okay.
On the 22nd.
Yeah. That memo, I prepared that just so we can defend putting our employees under the state retirement system. And I've worked out the cost of that.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was 20-something.
No.
When we discussed it, all right. Must be all right. And I don't understand, less avoided cost items, what's that mean?
Well, that's, we paid Mission
Square. Mission Square, the current, the previous retirement, that was the money allocated towards retirement for last year. So Boyd subtracted that from the money allocated for retirement for 2026.
Just to show the difference.
Yeah, because we won't have to pay it.
Show the increase.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Should we send this memo to the budget committee or wait?
Just have it available.
I would send it to them. Give them as much information so they don't keep coming back. Is my philosophy.
It's a pretty small tax increase. What is it, 6 cents?
6 cents.
Yeah. And it means a lot to the people who work here. We cover the teachers at the school, cover the police department. We should cover them.
So yeah, so when you send it, send this to with us.
Yes.
That way if they have questions, we'll be able to answer it on the 22nd. Does anybody have anything else?
I do. I have one thing. The library, I'm not sure who's in charge of what property over there. And I know you all saw this letter from the library about getting rid of the trees.
Oh, yeah.
I've asked Steve to do it anyway. I don't have enough time to argue about this, but... I don't know what the property lines are. And where are the maps, you said?
They're on the selectman table.
Okay.
But I did reach out to
Bill Graff.
Bill Cooper?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they got back to me. The immediate concern trees that Melissa is really concerned about in time for the farmer's market, they said they could do for $2,400. The other trees, she said, 3,000. The ones that I spoke to Lynn, there are quite a few big pines directly near the building, and those two sections to the left and to the right of that path would be 4,500 for the left and 2,500 for the right. That was what he came back with today.
Library has on their own budget. Like, they get a warrant article every year.
And they have an endowment. A very healthy endowment.
So why?
That's not listed.
Or the town.
Why are we doing this?
Well, I didn't say we're doing it.
Oh,
I just,
she just got prices for it.
Yes.
All right, because I've already asked Steve about it. I wish I hadn't known you were going to do that.
Is,
yeah,
well,
Steve can't handle some of that work.
No, not all of it. But the three things, trees that she seemed to want.
There's six over there. And it's in quite a bit of poison ivy.
Okay.
How does that work when the library has their...
We've been taking care of all of it.
Well, they're paid with a warrant article.
Yeah.
$165,000 a year.
Yeah. To operate.
just to compare what Candy spends on their library with the surrounding towns that did a survey, Raymond spends about $300,000 a year. Deerfield's $150,000 to $200,000. Hooks is $500,000. Auburn's $200,000 and Chester's $180,000 to $200,000.
So we're right. For our population.
And $165,000. And the $165,000 is a separate warrant article. It's always approved every year by a 3-to-1 margin.
Yeah, but
that's
who
not
owns
a problem.
The land?
That's not
we
a
do.
Problem.
We do.
We own all that land? What do they lease? Just with the footprint of the building?
That would be in the lease that I sent to you and on the maps that are in there.
Did we all get that
lease?
No. Okay.
We got the letter. I didn't know that Bull was being... I didn't know about that.
So what is the
lease
say?
Is there a problem with the town spending money on this? Because the library has...
The library has an endowment, too. Endowments.
You're right.
Very healthy.
A capital reserve account.
For... building?
Well, I'm not sure.
Whatever they want. But it doesn't matter because it's going to come out of the park. The park money, that's where it comes out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's a big old 20,000 or whatever. So it is, that's what it comes out of.
Yeah, you just quoted about 12, 13 grand worth of tree work.
And he said...
And it's not in this year's budget.
Well, he...
And I love Bo, I think he's a great guy to use.
He was running kind of close.
But Steve said he will get it done by Friday. I already talked to Melissa about this. Did she not tell you that I spoke with her?
Well, this happened last week when you asked me for the lease and the maps. Then I reached out to Bo and he got back to me on Friday. Well, Brian, who works for him, got back to me on Friday.
Okay.
And then they both came in to discuss it. And they would rather do it in phases anyway because they are really inundated with work. They were just trying to squeeze in the $2,400 piece before the farmer's market because they're concerned about the safety. But they're fine with doing it in different stages at different times because they're just squeaking it in between other.
And was Steve going to attack those three that requested
the ones them? That Melissa asked me, the ones
farmer's
I
market
asked,
ones? Yeah.
The ones that she discussed and she was sending pictures of them. I thought there were three, I don't know about six. Let me see, I can tell you what there are. It's right here.
Well, it's the three that they're concerned with right now.
There are four plus dead ash trees near the stone wall. Okay, that Steve partially cleaned it out last year. Remember
when
he was cleaning out the stumps?
Yeah.
So I asked him about that, and I asked him about having it done by Friday, not on Friday, by Friday, and cleaned up, and he said he would have it done. And I can show you his text, too.
Who, Steve Abelson?
Yeah. That I mean, and again, Bo deserves every penny he gets.
The pines are a different story.
Right.
The pines
I think some of this other
dangerous.
Some of this other we're going to have to discuss maybe later on when we find out where they're sitting, because I think Steve did all of this in the front.
He did.
And I didn't. I thought that was a library land, but maybe it's not.
Budgetary. If we do this now, that comes out of this year's budget, and we're close,
mm-hmm.
So I'd say the 24 would be best.
And I did talk to Lynn today. She said that, you know, that they would potentially be able to assist, so it could be a split between the town, and they would be able, for the 2,400. I don't know about the rest.
Oh, he didn't
that
say
was,
that. He didn't say that.
Who didn't say that?
Did
Steve
give you a...
By Bill Graff.
This is a separate thing entirely. The note you said is the cleanup. This, it's... Not talking about the trees that Melissa's talking about.
Okay.
Did Steve give you an amount?
No, but I can ask him. I didn't know this was happening at another level.
You know,
I didn't realize that.
If he can handle getting rid of those before the farmer's market,
said he
that'd
could.
Be awesome.
He said
so
he
we
could.
Say, if Steve can do it by Friday, cleaned up, totally done, gone,
mm-hmm.
nothing, no branches,
mm-hmm.
no nothing.
Yeah.
For under $2,400. So like we do a motion that we would accept Steve doing it if it's under 24 and then
well,
if not,
we better tell him because
you made a motion for this?
I didn't think so.
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
But it's money. So
but
we've
have
never
to
done
have
that
a
before.
If it's under a certain amount of money, we don't have to vote.
It's what $5,000 is the purchasing. Is that the
purchasing? You could do that on your own.
Yeah. I just am worried because I've got to finish those bathrooms.
$25,000.
I have to finish those.
So it sounds like you spoke to Lynn and they might split it if we go with...
No, that's not what he said here.
She spoke to Lynn today.
Well, Bill Graff is the trustee that did this. And if you read this line right here, clean up, and he has it underlined. So either... Could you give me a copy of that?
This is what you gave to me. This is the memo you gave to me and asked me to find the lease and the map, so I did, and it just ended up snowballing into Melissa's inquiring about the dangerous trees, and then I talked to Lynn about the pines, and so the memo you gave to me just sent me down the one that where you asked me to get the lease that you left on my
yes,
desk.
Yes, I asked for the lease and the map.
This is what you gave me.
Right,
you
the
have
lease
a copy
and the
of
maps. I have a copy of the trustee's letter.
Yeah, that's what you gave me.
Yeah, she's got it. Right there.
That's what I'm holding.
Okay. I didn't give you that. This was in the sign folder. I never got that.
This says thanks, Sue, on it. You left it on my chair.
I said, can we discuss this, please,
mm-hmm.
at the next meeting? Right. I didn't get this nice personally. I got it from the sign folder.
Oh.
I didn't give this to you.
Well, you left it on my desk.
Yeah, I took a copy of it. It was in the sign folder to make a copy, left it on your desk so we could discuss it. So what do you want me to do, gentlemen?
I don't have any problem
with Steve. If Steve says he can get it done, then have Steve get it done.
The six ashes.
Or the three that
I'm
going to
do the ones that Melissa really wanted done.
The ones that they're concerned about for the farmer's market.
Right, and then we'll discuss the other.
And then we'll do the other.
Okay, sounds good, thank you. Okay.
Okay, everybody agree?
Yeah. But tell Bull thank you, because he's great.
I would say that moving forward, we'll probably end up scheduling something with him for the pine trees, because I don't think Steve quits.
I think that's, I agree.
Taking interest, I agree.
That's totally different.
Who would put that on?
I don't have that in my budget, so maybe I have to adjust it. I might have to adjust it. I don't know, we'll have to see who owns what. I really am not familiar with it, the lease, who owns what. So we'll look at that first and go from there. But we'll get this done for Saturday.
Correct.
It's a big one.
That's.
And they do a great job, so let's just get that done.
But as we're going into like next year's budget, we would have to budget the pine bridge.
Somewhere in the budget.
I know, we'll put it in the cemetery, they cut a lot of trees.
And there's always the highway fund.
Oh!
No.
All right, does anybody got anything else?
Yeah, what's this right here?
That's a good question.
I just put it in, I don't know.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that.
I put that in here, because I wanted everybody to be up to date. Having the inmates who are coming in and doing some work, and I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page with me of what they're having done for work.
And these are the dates now that they're available?
At the top, yeah.
Who's going to do the work?
The inmates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you could make them do that crap.
We have a chain.
Yeah, you can.
They have a group that goes with a corrections officer.
It's got to be better than sitting in a cell for 23 hours.
They enjoy doing that, so they get to come out.
Do they do a pretty good job, Jay? Do they do?
Yeah. They use them all around Rockingham County, and their corrections CO that deals with them, he's like, you guys should take advantage of using them.
Just don't leave them inside the PD alone, unattended.
Well, that's what he's there.
So they pick the tables to be painted?
Yeah, I need to talk with her though about all of the other stuff.
I just want to make sure we have enough time to get everything.
Yeah, and do we know how many people?
I'll explain afterward.
Okay, there's three for each of these days?
Like a signing.
Just, yeah, three to two, depends on what he gets, but that's what we have.
Okay.
With all these rainbow colors?
It's birthday, cheerful, happy.
Who's birthday?
Who's birthday?
So Patty Davis asked if the selectmen would mind signing some birthday cards from veterans, and I said we could, we'll keep the box at the front, anyone that wants to come in and sign them, and then she gets a list, and she'll send them out. But
it's just put a name on it?
Yeah, just each one of you want to sign one, if any of you want to sign one.
Oh, that's nice idea.
Is they happy birthdays or?
Yeah, happy birthday, so she'll mail them to the.
She keeps track of all the birthdays.
Who's this?
She gets a list.
Take one, not three.
Yeah.
That's the other two.
So we're going to keep them.
I'm keeping mine.
And she's got a whole box of.
You ain't getting one.
I was going to say, mine is in November, I thought they might be coming.
He's got three birthdays coming up this month to hand cards out.
Do we have anything else?
No, that was the last.
Who's the person that likes to motion for an adjournment? Is there a special person?
You were right about the time.
Good.
You're good.
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I made a motion to adjourn, anybody second?
I'll second.
Sure.
All right.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
We don't sign on him, or we do sign on him?
Yes. Like, do you have multiple signatures on each, right?
Well, it's up to you, if you all want to sign them, that's awesome, if you want to put one signature.
And you're going to leave them where?
They're going to be on that cabinet in the selectman's office, and we're going to put a a posting on the website too, for anyone can come down and sign them if they would like to, but we just start the ball rolling tonight. Thank you.
I don't really like my car, though.
You want a different one?
No.
They're all the same colors.
They're all the same colors.
I know, but I like the balloons better than the lines.
Oh, do we have this vote on?
You want to sign mine?
No.
What? We all voted to adjourn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're all adjourned. Thank you.
Done, right? I passed it to you.
I'm gonna just.